This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at ChooseProMavera.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
So we've been here 20 years. I want to say we probably put out, 30 t-shirts maybe?
Somewhere around there, probably.
A ton of them. All right. So at the party, we asked you to vote on your favorite t-shirt that we would bring back and put at the Rock Shop.
Uh-huh.
You picked the Black Men's Room Drinking Team t-shirt, which is available now at the Rock Shop at KISW.com.
Yes.
That's the one you wanted. That's the one you got. So pick up one.
Great
today.
Shirt.
Let's bring up Harry Styles real quick before we get into the calls.
Oh, boy.
You know Harry Styles as the singer, or the, I don't know if One Direction is still a band anymore. They're on hiatus or whatever, but you know him as one of the guys, the most popular guy in One Direction, fair to say. Well, he was one of 80,000 people running the Berlin Marathon on Sunday, and he was running incognito as Stead Sarandos.
Now, Stead Sarandos.
Stead Sarandos, and he had a hat on like a mini disguise. He recorded a time of 2 hours, 59 minutes, and 13 seconds.
That is ridiculous.
He shaved 25 minutes off his previous personal record, which he had at the Tokyo Marathon in March, with a new effort translating to a what they call a snappy 6.50 per mile pace compared to the Tokyo average. He ran that in about 7 minutes and 47 seconds. The winning time, by the way, 2 hours and 2 minutes. Those are pros.
Jesus.
So consistency, they say, may be Styles' secret weapon. He ran the first half of the Berlin race in an hour and 29 minutes. And the second half in an hour and 30 minutes, basically echoing his Tokyo performance, where he also posted near identical splits, just more. By the way, the conditions in Berlin did not exactly make things easy on the 31-year-old Styles, they said. It was warm, starting at 66 degrees, getting into the mid-70s by the time the race ended. High humidity in the area, but they say the watermelon sugar singer, he had support. Paralympic gold medalist Richard Whitehead shared a photo of himself and Styles of the race, riding 2.5 in Berlin with my mate. So I believe he was his kind of pacing partner.
Ah, okay.
So to speak.
And he obviously runs a lot.
Yeah. Less than 3 hours from the marathon.
They say no word yet if marathon medals will soon accompany Styles' Grammy collection. Maybe Nike will offer him a deal. The singer was seen wearing the neon Nike Alpha Fly 3 shoes along the relatively flat route, passing the German Parliament, historic landmarks, including the Brandenburg Gate as well. That, to me, is incredible. Now, I realize he's young.
Mm-hmm.
I realize he's in shape. I realize he's thin. But the time itself is absolutely just, I mean, hats off to the guy.
Obviously, he trains. It's just not something he ever brought up. So we're all like, oh, my God. He's probably, guys, I did not do this by accident.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, I run all
the frickin' time. See, but I'm thinking it's more than that. I'm thinking this guy ran distance in high school. So there's more to this. He just did not pick up this hobby and run a sub 3.
I mean, he was pretty young when One Direction started.
Mm-hmm.
Also, doing what they do on stage, you have to be fit.
Sure.
I mean, they dance the entire time. You got to be on. I understand all of those things. I'm still impressed by the time.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at ChooseProMavera.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Question: what was the most memorable reason you were running? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Wendy. Welcome to the men's room.
Well, hello.
Hola.
Hola.
Hola. So why were you running?
Well, I wasn't the runner, but my friends were. We all decided to change a drive-in sign from Hunt for Red October to
a C-bomb.
That first letter with a C, correct.
Okay. All right.
For Red October.
I mean,
right.
Okay.
That is childish.
Funny, yeah.
That is inappropriate, hey, but I love the spirit.
I would go see that movie.
Yes.
Yeah, I would too. And so
also, can I say something else?
Yep.
If you had one more C in your bank there, see, October could be different too, you see.
Oh, we weren't done.
All right, okay, all right.
We did get interrupted by the police, which is when the friends ran. We had plans for some other things on there, but yeah. And then as they ran off, the cop, of course, came, and I had the H in my hand, and I guess back then the scanners, you know, the local newspapers would also go where the police were. So I had a photographer there as well from the local newspaper. And it was quite the memory.
What was your parents' response to this, being that you got all this additional press?
Well, we didn't tell the old parents until much later, and they probably would have left anyway.
So did you run and they gave you chase?
I did not run. I was stuck up on top of the damn platform.
Holding the H.
Did you try to tell them, hey, somebody put this nasty word up here, but lucky me, I found an H, and I'm going to switch it back.
Yeah, I told him I was practicing to be Vanna, but listen, the cop thought it was so funny. He's like, I wish I'd have thought of it when I was younger. I'd have done it myself. So.
Well, good. Where was this? Where'd you grow up?
Kitsap County, Bremerton area.
Okay. All right.
And what is the punishment for changing Hunts to something much funnier?
What is the what?
Punishment.
That I don't know, and we didn't get that far because he was literally laughing at it. So
really,
yeah, it was. Yep,
so they basically just said, like, stop it. That was pretty much it.
He didn't even say that. He just literally thought if he'd have done it himself, if he would have thought about it when he was young. So it was a pretty fun experience all in all.
Did you ever get to see that movie?
You know, later in my life.
I would just say that actually is a very good movie.
It is a good movie.
If you
movie,
ever get
yes.
a chance to watch it, I know you're younger then, but
I was watching part of it the other day.
Of course you were.
Yeah. It was on. I was like, it's a good movie.
It's one of those movies where it's kind of hard not to watch when it's on.
Yeah.
Plus, I'm a sucker for Tom Clancy.
What was
Sean Connery.
What was the most memorable? And a young Alec Baldwin.
I mean, Tom Clancy is one of the few authors that I have, that I'll read.
You'll take the time to actually read his book?
Correct.
Yeah.
For fun.
It's almost like he should be an author or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Why else would you read a book?
No, I know what you're saying.
For instruction.
I mean, look, I'll be dead honest. In my adult life, I probably read 5 or 6 books total that weren't high school related.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm just saying, like, Clear and Present Danger. Like, I saw the movie. I was like, I'm going to read the book.
There you go.
What was the most memorable reason you were running? 206-803-ROCK.
Why are you running? Why are you running?
What is that from?
That's a meme that's gone around. I have no idea what it's from, but there's some TV show or movie or something like that where it's this gal's like halfway running. This dude gets out of the car.
Why are you running?
Look.
Why are you running?
Look, it's a fair question. If we stepped outside and someone was running full sprint, not in running gear, down the street, like sprinting, we're like, uh-oh, what just happened?
That's like,
why is that guy running?
But even though, like, if you rob a bank, right, and you don't have a getaway vehicle, Robin as a jogger, because if you run by the cops, but you look like you're a runner, I don't say anything. Now, dressed as I am right now, if I went sprinting down the street, I would get stopped.
Wasn't there someone who basically told a cop that he was jogging because he was out there jogging? He was running from the cops, but he did.
Oh, but he told the cops that he's jogging.
But they just assume he's like, dude, I'm just jogging. They're like, okay, man, no problem.
Huh?
Oh yeah, that actually happened. I can't remember what that guy did, but that was his getaway.
But he did actually do something.
He actually did. I don't know if he did it intentionally or he was dressed that way. Yeah.
I mean, I also think sometimes you just see other people running, you start running.
It depends. If it's a panicked run, maybe. It depends how many people are running. All right. If I walk out on the street, one person runs by, and obviously it's kind of up to no good. Someone is chasing him, or he has an emergency. Right? If 40 people are running full tilt, I might just follow suit and run with them. Right. Because you just know there's something bad back there.
If you're like walking into a grocery store, there's just people, everybody's running out. Yeah. You're like, yeah, I'm not going in.
I'm going to leave. If one person's running out, you're like, shoplifter.
Trip him.
Actually, the last time I went to a full sprint, we were in the car. My wife and I are in the car. It is rush hour traffic. We just finished the show, and we get a text from my daughter. And all the text says is, help. And I don't care who you are as a parent. This is now a nightmare scenario. So I'm trying to call her back. She's not answering the phone. Both of us are texting her back. There's no response. So I'm freaking out in the car. Traffic is what traffic is. So we get close to my exit. And I live close enough to the exit. It's close. But just the way traffic was, I'm like, I'm jumping out of the effing car here, run up I-5, cut through these bushes, hop a fence, and I sprint all the way home. I'm a smoker, and I'm old. It's maybe 7 years ago, right? So my daughter's about 8 years old. And again, all this says is help. I run into the house. My adrenaline's going. I find my daughter, and she's sitting at the dining room table eating Oreos. And I'm like, oh, my God, are you okay? She's like, yeah, what's up? I'm like, you sent me a text that said help. She's like, oh, I needed help opening the Oreos.
Yep. Wow.
I stared at her for like 5 seconds, and I said, listen to
Jeez,
me.
Jeez, one, you're freaking me out.
Wait until we effing get home. Clearly, we are not here to help you open a pack of effing Oreos, okay? And she doesn't understand why I'm so upset. And I said, when you send us a text that says help, when we text your ass back, you make sure you text us back if it's about opening the Oreos. She's like, well, I didn't need to text you back because I got the Oreos open. I'm like, you're missing my entire point.
That's right.
I understand that you succeeded at your goal. I'm like, baby, if you ever send a word to help, and then there's an all clear, everything is good, you need to let us know. And then she's like, why are you out of breath? I'm like, I just ran from the freeway and jumped over a fence to get home because I thought you needed help. And of course, my daughter being my daughter, well, I did, but I got the Oreos open. I'm like, you're missing all of this. You're missing the whole freaking point.
Here's the story I was telling you about. Convicted murderer able to sweet-talk his way past a police officer out of breaking out of prison.
Murderer?
Yeah. Richard Lee McNair, imprisoned after murdering one man and shooting a second man 4 times during a botched robbery. This is back in 87. McNair was sentenced to 2 life sentences for murder, attempted murder, in addition to a 30-year prison sentence for burglary. Now, following his incarceration, he became known for his ability to escape and elude capture. The first escape took place in 1988, and he used lip balm as a lubricant to squeeze out of his handcuffs. The second came 4 years later in 1992, when the Oklahoma-born convict crawled out of prison through a ventilation duct. He subsequently dyed his hair blonde and almost evaded a capture for a year, but he was apprehended in New York after 10 months. His most infamous escape happened 14 years later, in which an interaction he had with police officers during the time was captured on a cop car dash cam. He was able to convince the officer he was simply out for a jog, despite the policeman being aware that there had been a prison escape in the local area.
Come on, man.
So he acted like a jogger.
Come on.
And the police went, okay.
Yeah, I heard about that too.
They have video of it, and they let his ass go. He was eventually caught again.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.